we have a little bathroom emergency.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but before we do, are any of Joey's special romance magazines in there?
No, no.
Okay, all clear.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Dad, it's Rachel. But whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, can you do me a big favor? The dean's office called and said there's an urgent meeting. Can you watch Ben for, I don't know, like an hour?
What about Monica?
She isn't home.
So it would just be me alone?
Well, Ben would be there.
No. Huh.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, it's just, I've never done that before. Me and him alone.
Rach, he's not an ex-con.
Okay. What do I do with him?
I don't know. Just talk to him. Entertain him. Keep him alive.
Okay.
Then... Ben, come here. All right, I'm going to leave you here with Aunt Rachel for about an hour, okay? You going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I wasn't talking to you.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job's a joke, you broke. Your love lies the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, a week, a month, or even your year.
Second minister we met with. I kind of liked him.
You mean the spitter?
Come on. It wasn't that bad.
Easy for you to say. You'd be wearing a veil.
What about the third guy?
You mean the guy who kept staring at your chest?
Can you blame him?
Sorry, I just don't like the idea of when I'm saying I do, he's thinking,
well, I'd do it too.
Well, then we still have a problem.
Yeah.
With what? Well, we're trying to find someone to perform our wedding, and they're all either boring or annoying or, you know, can't stop staring at the ladies. Oh, you should have one of us do it. Phoebe, we're getting married, not sixth grade married. No, it's a real thing. Anyone can get ordained on the internet and perform, like, weddings and stuff.
I call it.
What? No, it was my idea.
Guys, thank you very much, but neither of you is marrying us.
Does calling it not mean anything anymore?
We are going to have a legitimate member of the clergy. And when I say legitimate, I mean gay and in control of his saliva.
Then, you know, when you were a baby, you and I used to hang out all the time. Because I was your daddy's girlfriend.
But you're not anymore.
No, I'm not.
Because you guys were on a break.
Hey, we were not on a break.
When's my daddy coming back?
52 minutes. So no brothers or sisters, huh? But you know what? I had two sisters, and we just tortured each other.
Really? Like how?
Well, you know, we would, we'd repeat everything the other said, or we'd jump out of closets to scare each other, or switch the sugar for the salt so they put salt on their cereal.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, you're funny.
I'm funny? Oh, thank God. Well, babe, I got a ton of these. You take a quarter, and you blacken the edge, right? And then you say to a person, I bet you can't roll this quarter from your forehead to your chin without it leaving your face. And then when they do it, they're left with a big black pencil line right down the center of their face.
Can I do it to you?
Yeah, I'm funny, Ben, but I'm not stupid. Okay.
Find anyone to marry you guys yet?
No, but horny for Monica Minister called. Wanting to know if we were still together.
We're never gonna find anybody.
Well, then let me do it.
Joe.
No, look, I've been thinking about it. I'm an actor, right? So I won't get nervous talking in front of people. I won't spit, and I won't stare at Monica's breasts. You know, everyone knows I'm an ass man.
That is true.
Yeah, and the most important thing is it won't be some, like, stranger up there who barely knows you. It'll be me. And I swear, I'll do a really good job. Plus, you know, I love you guys, and it would really mean a lot to me.
Might be kind of cool.
So, I can do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right, you don't get it. All right. Okay, I gotta get started on my speech. Oh, wait a minute. Internet ministers can still have sex,
yeah.
Right?
Coming.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Ben learned a little trick.
Oh, yeah. Did he pull
That's
the old...
right. That's right. Saran wrap on the toilet seat so the pee goes everywhere.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. You know I hate practical jokes. They're mean and they're stupid, and I don't want my son learning them.
Oh, come on. Saran wrap on the toilet seat. You don't think that's just a little funny?
I was barefoot.
Oh.
Now tell me, the toilet thing is the only thing you taught him, right?
Yes.
Hey. Say hello to Reverend Joey Tribbiani.
Did it? You got ordained?
Yeah, just got off the internet. Man, there is a lot of porn out there.
Our minister.
Hey, anyway, I started working on what I'm going to say for the ceremony. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Now, listen, this is just a first draft, so... We are gathered here today on this joyous occasion to celebrate the special love that Monica and Chandler share. Eh? Right. It is a love based on giving and receiving, as well as having and sharing. And the love that they give and have is shared and received. And through this having and giving and sharing and receiving, we too can share and love and have and receive.
Should we call the spitter?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
What a nice surprise. What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I was just in the neighborhood, and I passed by your building, and I thought to myself, what's up with Carol and sweet little Ben?
Nice, but, come on in.
Okay.
I'll make some coffee, and, we can chat.
I'd love that. I would love that. So where is sweet little Ben? I would love to have a little coffee. I found him. Very funny. Come here. That is exactly why I've come here to talk to you, okay?
Rach, you want some sugar in your coffee?
Yes. Do I want sugar in my coffee? No, just some milk would be good, Carol. Thanks. Okay. Do you remember all that stuff I taught you yesterday?
Remember all that stuff I taught you yesterday?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Seriously, your dad doesn't like pranks.
Seriously, your dad doesn't like pranks.
Oh, damn it!
Oh, damn it!
No, don't say that! Don't say that!
Damn it!
No, don't go back to repeating.
Damn it!
Oh, crap!
Oh, crap!
Oh. Okay, you guys, I got a little more written. You ready?
Okay.
When I think of the love that these two givers and receivers share, I cannot help but envy the lifetime ahead of having and loving and giving. And then I can't think of a good word for right here.
How about receiving?
Yes!
See, Joe, not that that's not great, One of the cool things about having somebody we know perform the ceremony is that it can be about us. You know, it can be more personal. You can tell stories about us.
Ooh. Okay. Maybe I talk about London. You know, when you two hooked up. Only I won't say hooked up. I'll say began their beautiful journey.
There you go.
By doing it.
Joe. Okay, all right. So
how did it happen? Did your eyes meet across the room, and then the next thing you know, you're in the bathtub together and she's feeding you strawberries?
Isn't that what happened with you and the bridesmaid?
Yeah.
I call that London style.
No, that is not what happened with us.
Oh, but maybe you should say it is, because London style sounds nice.
Okay, well, I was really sad that night because this guy thought that I was Ross's mom. And Chandler was really sweet, and he consoled me and when we drank too much.
Yeah, baby.
And I was a perfect gentleman, and I walked her to her hotel room and said goodnight.
Oh.
But then later that night...
Yeah, baby.